Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. I want to apologize that I'm late. I may have to get off again, maybe in a half hour or so. But it won't be but just for a couple of minutes. But I give God all praise and glory on today and to my husband in his absence and everyone in their respective places. I indeed thank God for another opportunity to study his word on tonight. I want to call our study to order now. I'm going to just read a scripture or, you know, whatever, and pray. Amen. Just 1 second. Amen, amen. Y'all just pray for me. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise and strong winds may blow. I can tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior. He's sweet, I know. Amen, amen. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 41. Hallelujah. Psalms 41 here. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. And he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his beds in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Hear my soul, for I have sinned against thee. My enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathered in iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. And evil disease say they cleave fast unto him. And now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, have lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up, that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favorest me, because my enemies do not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in my integrity, and setteth me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come humbly before your throne of grace today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we have committed against you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come tonight, Father, asking you right now, Lord, to look down and have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you on tonight, Father. I ask you tonight, Hando Koradama, to search my heart, my mind, and my spirit, if there is anything in there that should not be, Father. We ask you right now to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you today to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, come first of all asking you to bind the strong man on tonight. Bind up the strong man on tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, every negative and evil and demonic thing, Lord, we ask you to bind it in the name of Jesus. Father, I come asking you to open up our minds, bless our minds, bless our thoughts on tonight, Father. Let us understand the teaching and what you're trying to tell us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you on tonight to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless everyone that in radio land, hallelujah, that's listening, Lord. In the name of Jesus, everyone that's on our radio broadcast, bless men and women, boys and girls all over this land and country. Now I ask you, Lord, to let me decrease, that the Holy Spirit may increase and teach your people, Lord, tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. Father, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I just thank and praise God on tonight. I've been had a rough, rough day today. And I want to thank everyone for praying for me, praying for my daughter at this time. You know, we just give God praise on tonight for the great things he's doing. So it's been rough and it hasn't got any easier. So, but I thank and praise God for his word. I thank and praise God for intercessors, prophetic intercessors. I thank God, praise God for them interceding for me, and thank God for them interceding on behalf of my daughter. And you all keep praying for her and the baby. Amen. So we're going to be talking about tonight still prophets. We're going to still talk about prophets on tonight. We're going to and this may be the last time, I think, because we've gone so far. How most prophets challenges us to make right decisions. That's very important. And just even a decision, and most of the time, right decision. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That's what James says. And so we should be able to make a decision and not go back and jump from here to there. That's not good. That's not good. We have to make a decision. I've seen a double-minded person go in their closet and try to pick a suit or a dress. And when I tell you, take them hours, because they mind jump back and forward, back and forward, back and forward. And it's just so, I've never seen such thing until I saw that. That was crazy. Just one second. I'm sorry. I thought I told you all to hold on. I'm so sorry. The lady fell in there. It ain't nothing but the enemy trying to distract me. I got to calm myself down now. And prophets have foresight. You know, most prophets can see the end from the beginning. They know what's going to happen before the end comes. Prophets know where people, churches, cities, and nations are headed based on their decisions. That's why it's so blessed to have, not to have a double mind, not to be double-minded, because I tell you, that's a spirit. That double-mindedness is a spirit. A prophet will know where you're going, and then they'll try to encourage and warn you if you are going, and they should warn you if you're going, and they see you going in the wrong direction. Most prophets will do that. And they prophets know the seasons. They know they have the discerning of the time and season. It's important for us to know the season. Seasons change, and there is a time and a season for every purpose under the heaven. That's over in Ecclesiastes. Winter, spring, summer, and fall, the prophets will sense and know them all. To everything, there is a season. Everything. Hold on. Now, a lot of times when God tells us to do something, or we get a word from the prophet to do something, it's within a certain season. And a season is just what I said, just like winter, spring, summer, or fall. And if God give you a time to do a thing in a season, just know when that next season change, don't mean you're going to be able to do it in that season, because he gave it to you to do it in this certain season. You have to really be careful about that. Really be careful about that. And we should understand the times and the seasons. Prophets are concerned about God's purpose and his timing to for us to do things. He changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up others. You know, it's like, when the season changes, he may elevate you, 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 and you. Or he may sit this one down and raise this one up. You just don't know, but he does things in different seasons. And when he give you a thing to do in a season, be trying to be found doing it. Purification. Prophets deal with the inward parts. The reins, inward parts, are symbolized in scriptures by the kidneys. The kidneys help remove waste from our systems. They are a symbol of purification and purity. That's why you have to drink that water, because it flushes so much out of your system. What is your kidneys, heart, reins, mind, and inward parts? I'm talking about the physical kidney. But the rein, the heart, that which the kidneys represent, all that, prophets are concerned about us, about the inward parts. Because it's a lot of uncleanness to be removed from us, and it flows through our kidneys. A lot of stuff goes through our kidneys. See, Revelation 2 and 23 says, "And I will kill her children with death, and all the congregation shall know that I am he that searches the kidneys and heart, and I will give unto each one of you according to your works." Psalm 16:7 says, I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel. My kidneys also instruct me in the night season. They play a big part when it comes to our inward part, the kidneys and the heart. Praise the Lord because he advises me. Even at night, I feel his leading my inward innards instruct me. Psalm 16:7 from another version of it. And Psalms 5:9 says, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward parts is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sculpture. They flatter with words, with their tongues. I mean, yes, that's a lot. And that has to do with purification because we know when we drink that water, it's going to flush us. Ministry of the word, prayer, prophets speak and pray. Jesus gave the disciples the word and the word in prayer. Prophets don't just drop words. They also pray for those who receive the word. This does not mean prophets will pray for everyone they give a word to, but there are people they are assigned to, minister to, and pray for. Demons will fight the prophetic word, and the prayers of the prophets will help overcome the opposition of the enemy, who comes to hinder and delay the prophetic word, the enemy. For I have given them the words which you gave me. They have received them, certainly know, they have received them and certainly know that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. John 17, I was reading that today, 8 and 9. And see, we have to know that God sent Jesus. And when he sent Jesus here, he sent Jesus to come and be a servant. And Jesus went right on to be that servant and ended up being an intercessor. See, I was studying that intercessory prayer today, studying some things on it. And Jesus came to be first an intercessor. He interceded for us because what he did, he stood between God and sinful man, and he interceded. He stopped right in between us so that he could take it back to the Father and intercede, and he prayed for us. He was interceding for us, standing right in between, because God wouldn't even talk to this sinful man. But Jesus came, and he stood right there. He stood in between us, just like the priest used to do when he went in the holies of holies. He used to go in and plead our case and our cause and plead for whatever it was we did, plead to the Lord, to God for it. But he said man couldn't do it anymore. Bulls and rams couldn't do it no more. But only Jesus could do this, and he did it. So he interceded. He was an intercessor. And I thank and praise God he sent him. I thank and praise God that he died for us. I thank and praise God that he raised him up for us. I went away a little bit, but I came back. Now, prophets, we give instructions that will cause breakthrough. Prophets hear from God and release unusual instructions. We don't be surprised when God gives you his wisdom, when when you are confronted with impossible situations, you know, God, he'll speak to you in a minute. And if you be obedient and do what he say do, you'll come right out of it. Come right out. It's a lot of people pull on your gift, on your anointing and your gift. Sensitivity to the Spirit of God, and that's one thing I have, and it's good, but, you know, it bothers me sometimes because I feel everything. I feel it. I feel everything. My spirit mind will be still, and I can feel stuff passing me. It's all kind of stuff. I can feel it. The sensitivity is good to know, you know, like prophets know when the Holy Spirit is grieved. The Holy Spirit can be grieved and vexed. Ephesians 4:30 says in the Message, don't grieve God. Don't break his heart. This is another translation. His Holy Spirit moving and breathing in you is the most intimate part of your life, making you fit for himself. Don't take such a gift for granted. Prophets are grieved when the Holy Spirit is grieved. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, in whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. That's Ephesians 4:30. Isaiah 64:63-10 says, but they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he turned himself to be their enemy, and he fought against them. It's not, and I'm not saying a prophet will grieve the Holy Spirit, but people do. And we know it because our spirits are sensitive. And we sit up looking at them, grieving the Holy Spirit, or praising God, or just letting go and letting God. They sitting up holding tight the rein as they can, and that's not God. That is not God. Okay. Just 1 second, y'all. So it was so many times that I know for myself that I grieved the Spirit of God when I was young, and I was feeling all kind of stuff. And it grieved, you know, and I know the Holy Spirit was grieved because, I mean, I could see myself dancing and shouting and stuff, and I would be just sitting there holding my legs and my feet and my hand balled up. I said, Lord, I ain't getting up in front of all these people. After a while, it wasn't my choice. If I didn't get up, he'd knock me down. I'd get up one way or the other. So, you know, a lot of times we all worship God differently, but it was like a process with me because I was come up in a Baptist church, and they was almost a Baptist-costal, but it was good. But when I really got into God, deeply into God, he just blew my mind. Sometimes when church was over or the church would erupt in praise, I would be the only one left sitting somewhere crazy. Like one time I was sitting in the church window and everybody in the church was looking at me. I just said, Lord, this is a Baptist church, and why you got me sitting up here? I mean, I wasn't there. I don't know where I was because I had been sitting there for a while. So, but when you grieve the Spirit of God, he don't like that. I'm telling you, it's not, when people don't praise God like they should, I'm telling you, God knows. We may not know, but God knows. God knows. I may not know how you praising you, and if you grieving the Holy Spirit, you may not know, but God knows whether we're doing it or not, and we can't. We're not supposed to do that. We're not supposed to do that. I'm so sensitive. Prophets also know when the glory is departed from a place, from a church. It is amazing how some people can carry on after the glory has departed. The prophets cannot act as if the glory is still there when it has departed. Ezekiel saw the glory lifted and depart. It is a sad day when the glory has departed. You know what they call that? They call that Ichabod, when the glory of God departs from a church or a place of worship. The glory of the Lord departed from off of the threshold of the temple and stood over the cherubims. That's in Ezekiel 10 and 18. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, "The glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken, and because her father-in-law and her husband, and because of her father-in-law and husband," 1 Samuel chapter 4 and 21. Well, you'll know when the glory has departed, because the preacher can preach all he wants to. Folk ain't going to move. Or the folk could be, it could be the vice versa. If it's the glory gone, the glory gone. And I advise you to go. Refreshment and rest. The prophetic atmosphere is an oasis, a fertile spot of refreshing and resting. A lot of times we have to get there because we need it a lot of times. Prophets help prepare us for the times of refreshing. Churches and believers need seasons of refreshing. These times of refreshing come from the presence of God. Refresh means to revive, regenerate. As with rest, food, or drink, to renew by stimulation. So repent. Change your mind and purpose. Turn around and return to God, that your sins may be eased or erased, I'm sorry, blotted out, wiped clean. That time of refreshing, of recovering from effects of heat, of reviving with fresh air, may come from the presence of the Lord. That's Acts 3:19. A lot of times, and I was going to go to this place in Wisconsin, it's called the Sanctuary, but my husband didn't want me to go by myself. So he didn't allow me to go, but I sure wanted to go so that I can just be before the Lord and get me some refreshing and everything. I'm telling you, I know I needed it, but the Lord is blessing us to have this retreat. And it's going to help people, some women that's coming, so in October. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good. A lot of people are going to get renewed and regenerated and going to, you know, God's going to turn some things around. Some yokes going to get broken and some breakthroughs and some miracles, and we're going to have testimonies and praise reports and everything. Okay, you all, one more time. Y'all just bear with hanging on with me. I'm so sorry, Antonio. Like I say, I'm almost about to get somebody to start working for me on Friday because I can't do this, you know. Okay, amen, amen. If you want to see a miracle, step out in faith on the words of a prophet. Peter obeyed the word of the Lord and caught a great number of fish. And that sometimes is what we have to do. We have to step out in the faith. We have to step out in the deep. Prophets speak the word of the Lord and release miracles. God give us the authority to do that. Simon answered him, Master, we have worked all night and have caught nothing. But at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing with so many fish. Luke chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. Prophet, our words release angels. Angels hearken to the voice of God. When God speaks, angels move. God speaks through his prophets. So that lets you know what kind of authority God has given us. In Psalms 103 and 20 says, praise the Lord, your power, you powerful angels of his who do what he says, obeying his voice, as he, Psalms 103 and 20. And I know that if we just be obedient and if we have the faith, things will happen. Miracles. I'm telling you, God does miracles all the time. People just don't know how God does miracles all the time. All the time. Okay. Believe God's prophets and you will see, you will prosper. You will see prosperity. You will prosper if you believe and trust God's prophets, the true prophets of God. Prophets want to see the people of God prosper. 2 Chronicles 20 and 20 says, believe in the Lord with your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. This is one of my favorite verses, too. Prophets hurt when they see the people struggling because of disobedience. Consider the lamentations of Jeremiah. He was a weeping prophet. Because people was, because they was disobeying God, and God was tearing them up. They were struggling. God want us to prosper. Listening to God's voice is a key prosperity. Prophets help us come into prosperity. I alone know the plans I have for you, plans to bring you prosperity and not disaster. Plans to bring about the future you hope for. And this is it's not King James, but I'm reading it. That's in Jeremiah 29:11. And you know what it is, how we read it in the King James, and that we have an expected end. Uzziah sought God in the days of Zechariah the prophet and prospered. Zechariah had understanding and dreams and visions. Uzziah evidently had the help of Zechariah as he sought the Lord. And he sought after God in the days of Zechariah, the one who instructed him in the fear of the Lord. And in the days that he sought after the Lord, God caused him to succeed. Second Chronicles 26:5. We have to seek God. And a lot of times, just like me, I'm nobody apart from Christ. But God teaches through me. I was sitting today and I was studying. And the Lord brought back to my remembrance maybe a couple of years ago, I stayed in prayer all the time. And I could hear him say, Rabbi. I could hear him so plainly saying, Rabbi. Well, Rabbi is a teacher. And so I get up, I say, honey, the Lord said, Rabbi, he must be saying you're a teacher. Even nowhere around, because I was in prayer room by myself, but I just figured he wasn't talking about me. He was talking about apostles. And so I would tell him, he just said, yeah, okay. But now he just brought it back to me today. I was calling you teacher all the time. But I was taking it and interpreting it the wrong way. So it's good for us to seek the Lord. It's good for us to understand what God is saying. Pray until you get an understanding, because if you don't, you can miss what God, because I'm telling you, I had no thought, no idea that I would be teaching like I am. And I know my husband is a teacher now, and I always call him the teacher. But when the Lord was saying Rabbi, and this would be in my process, he must be talking about Ed. They never faced me that he was calling me Rabbi for a reason. I had to pay close attention to what the Father is saying, because he won't leave you. He won't let you go unknowing things. He's going to let you know what he's saying, but we have to pay attention to what he's saying. We have to really pay attention. A lot of times, especially when we just hear words and stuff, that'd be like the word of knowledge. That's the gift, the word of knowledge. He'd be giving you words and stuff like that, and knowledge to go with them words to help people get through and do, or give them a word with it. The words of a prophet give life. It is the spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The Lord says, the word that I speak to you are spirit and are life. John 6:60. Spiritual words give life. These words contain the breath of God. These words contain the breath of God. Prophet speaks by the spirit, and their words are life-giving. People are awakened through the prophecy and the prophetic ministry, because a lot of them are sleeping. A lot of them, they just don't know. They don't know. They're sleeping. It is the spirit that gives life. The body is of no value for that. But the things I have told you are from the spirit, so they give life. John 6:63. Prophets also remind you where you have come from, where they're going, or where they are. Prophets tell you where you're going. This is because God moves you from your past into your present and into your future. This is your life. God is concerned about your life, past, present, and future. Prophets can see you in all these aspects. They can see you in every one of them, past, present, and future. The prophets reminded Israel of from where God has brought them, where they were in the present, in their future. God used the prophets to do that. And we also, God has given us authority to bless people. Some people think that all prophets do is curse people. But prophets love to bless people. They love to speak words of blessings over people whom God desires to bless. Jacob blessed his sons before they died, before he died. Moses blessed the tribe of Israel with the prophetic word. Prophetic blessings are powerful. Your life will be changed and blessed when you are blessed by a prophet. And I have 3 or 4 scriptures to back that up. And I read 1 or 2. This is the blessings with which Moses, the man of God, blessed the Israelites before his death. That's in Deuteronomy 33:1. Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting, and when they came out, they blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord, the Shekinah glory cloud, appeared to all the people, promised. Leviticus 9:21. And just like it is in the Word of God, it is today. Prophets can still bless people. Still bless people. See, in those days, people ran from prophets because they always just brought those curses or warnings, not just curses, but warnings from God. And people did not want to see prophets, so they ran. But today, since we telling them they don't get all this good stuff all the time, they everywhere a prophet is, they be trying to get there. And prophets are taking advantage of it because it's some of them. You need prayer, and if you don't have money, they sure won't pray for you. They won't give you a word. Even if God has given a word to them for you, they won't give it to you because you ain't standing in the $100 line. That's just a mess. And let me tell you, God gonna get them. God gonna get them. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm giving you my word for my child. And because she or he don't have money, you're going to say no? Oh, no. He's not pleased with that. The devil is a liar. But some prophets, and that's how I can discern the prophets, even if they known like Brian Korn or the other young man and other prophets like them, if they still wrong when they doing that stuff. And they still do it. That's why I wasn't excited about going seeing Prophet Korn. I'd have been in his presence several times. But my thing is, if you got to put me in a $100 line to give me the word, and the ones that don't have $100, they just stand there hurting, need a word, don't know where to go, need direction, and you holding out, don't you think God going to do something? I'm telling you, he's going to do something. Mm-hmm. And it's just like Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, because all these people, disobedient people, and not just people, I'm talking about prophets and pastors and bishops and apostles and all them, evangelists, all them, leaders, going through this stuff. And I mean, we all go through something. To stay and my best to repent. It's not easy. But I'm trying my best. Because you don't never know. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. No one's perfect but the Father. And the Son. No one. We have to repent. We have to confess it and repent daily, a few times a day. But the saints and the of God the Father. And none of them don't be what he said. It's a blessing to bless someone, the people of God, that he give us authority to bless people. It's a blessing. It's encouragement to the people. And most of all, if we do or die, because we ask the prophets of God, he'll do it. And we got about one more day of this. I keep saying it, but we got just about one more Bible class for this. Now, next Friday, going to be anything like this, I'm going to have somebody come over here and let me off for about 3 or 4 hours so I can get it done. Because I'm not going through this anymore. I just thank and praise God tonight for him just blessing us with the little that we heard. I enjoy talking about prophets and stuff, but we got so many things that God is putting together for teaching for us. I'm just so amazed by it, and it's all coming together, the teaching part of it. And I know he's getting ready for the prophetic, the school of the prophet. And it's not only going to be for the prophets, it's going to be for the apostles, it's going to be for the intercessors and evangelists. I think he gave me 3 or 4. I got to go back in the prayer, but I think those are the 4, something like that. And because we need help, be able to help the people of God, help the young people that's coming. We got to be able to help. So that's why he's just downloading stuff in me. It's overwhelming sometimes, but I sit there and I read and I study, and it's a blessing. It's a blessing because it's all good meat. This is good stuff that we should know. And it's good for us to know. So I'm not going to hold and prolong. Like I said, I want to thank everyone for praying for me today and for my daughter. She should be doing better. I haven't heard back this morning. They say she had a seizure. And I almost had one here because it almost overtook me. It caught me because I had talked to her on the way to work. And I got to work and got my stuff put down. They was calling me back, and I just almost, but, you know, a little luck. And I called my husband. I went up there and did things, but all the time I was getting for me and for her and the baby, and they're doing fine right now. They're resting and stable right now, but you all continually to pray for us and pray for her that they are going and take the baby, because it's wasting time. If they had already probably took it, she wouldn't have even had nothing by no seizure or nothing else, but they're trying to wait. But you all just pray for me and for the baby and everything. So, but anyway, I'm not going to hold you all tonight. I'm just going to be thanking God and by the phone tonight. I'm going to dismiss. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for everything tonight, Lord. I give you praise. I'm thank you for giving me, thank you for strengthening me, Lord. Thank you for blessing our study in the Word, Lord. Even though it was all kind of questions, Lord, but I thank you, Lord, that I didn't give up and just give up and hang up. Thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for giving me tenacity and patience, Lord, and giving the people in radio land patience, and just on our radio head. Thank you on tonight for loving us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In spite of all that we do, Lord, you still love us. And in spite of all, still love us. I thank you tonight, Father. In spite of all love, Lord, you high up, yes, with you never leave us or forsake us. In the mighty name of Jesus, everyone, under the for covenant tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you tonight. Thank you for your word. I ask all these things for your glory, Father. Amen. You all are dismissed. I love you. And good night. Good evening. Amen. God bless you.